All right, well, let's talk about something called the Windsor Essex Compassion Care Community. A movement, really, to help Windsor and Essex County become one of the most compassionate communities in Canada. But what does it take to get there? And what is compassion? Diane Mulcaster is with us now. She is the Windsor Essex Compassion Care Community Training Facilitator. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, thanks for joining us. Now, tell us about compassion and turning Windsor Essex into a caring community. What is your organization doing? Who are they helping?
Well, Mike and Lisa, we're helping all kinds of individuals and groups, actually. So by being compassionate, it means seeing suffering and doing something about it. And we do this in several ways. Actually, we provide one-on-one support where we work with people to look at their life journey, where they want to be, and how they can get there. We also provide group education on the topics of advanced care planning, making sure people know if they're unable to make their own decisions, that the people who make those decisions know what kind of decisions they want made in certain circumstances. We also talk a lot about the importance of being connected. We know that by being connected, we can live longer, we live happier, we live with less effects of chronic disease, we suffer less depression and anxiety. So it's very important. I'm very passionate about that topic. We know one in five of us report feeling lonely, and that's really bad for our health.
Okay, let's break it down then, Diane, and talk about how you could possibly help an individual. Would it be perhaps a good example, somebody who's elderly and on their own?
Yes, it can be someone who's elderly on their own, someone who's experiencing loss, who has recently moved and is kind of, I don't know where to connect, I don't know where to go. They may be newly retired and really sort of kind of lost their way. What do I do now? Living with a new diagnosis where they're really trying to figure out what's my life path going to be? What are my goals now? How am I going to get there?
As we get older and make that transition, are men affected more by what you were just talking about, making that transition from the work world and going into retirement? Does it affect men more mentally?
You know what? I really don't have concrete information on that. I do know that men tend to not attend these sessions like the women do. So I don't know whether it's women are used to trying to be more social, but we do try and encourage men to attend our sessions because certainly it will affect them like it does women, but there seems to be less interested in being involved for whatever reason.
So your office is where the hospice of Windsor Essex County is, correct?
That's correct.
So is that where you host meetings?
Actually, Lisa, we go all over Windsor and Essex County. So we meet with individuals if they want individual support in their homes or wherever they want to meet with us. And I conduct the sessions, as does my counterpart, Maria, in apartment buildings, churches, people, groups, coffee groups, wherever people are interested in hearing about this topic, we go where they are.
And is there a cost for the program?
No cost. Absolutely no cost.
Oh, if it's free, it's for me. That's a good deal.
So if people want to contact you to find out, you know, how you can help them or find out a little bit more about what you do, do you have a website they can go to with your contact info?
Yes, we do. It's www.weccc.ca.
So WECCC, Windsor Essex Compassion Care Community, is what that stands for, .ca. Thanks so much, Diane, for filling us in. I love that.
All right, good stuff. And you can find out more. You can Google that and get all the info you need. News next with Rob Sherville. It's 8:29.